You're listening to the Franchise Freedom Podcast with Giuseppe Grammatico.
Okay, and welcome to the Franchise Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, Giuseppe Grammatico, your franchise guide. And today we have yet another special guest. We had some really good guests the last couple weeks. We have Kale Bearden. Kale actually recently, with his wife Amy, just invested in 6 locations for Premier Martial Arts and wanted to share his journey, talk a little bit of where they're going to be developing and some interesting updates that have come up. So Kale, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Giuseppe, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I know you just got back from Hawaii, so a little jet lag. So I appreciate maybe the extra coffee this morning, but I appreciate you being on the show today.
Yeah, of course. Maybe look a little bit tanner than usual, but
yes.
Never a bad thing.
Speaking of tan, I could use one. I should do the show outside, so I'll have to work on that. So tell us a little bit about yourself. The audience is, you've listened to the show, so you have a lot of first-time business owners, people looking to make that leap from their career, their corporate jobs to entrepreneurship. Tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about the journey.
Yeah, so I started out working in the investment industry. I worked for one of the largest brokerage firms in the U.S., and my job with them was doing something very similar to you, actually. It was really a consultant type of role where I would work with self-directed investors and help them learn about trading as well as investing. So people who really wanted to try to do it on their own, but they needed a plan or a process in place. And that's really where myself and my group came into play. We work with clients on a number of different mediums. So for one, we would do a lot of Zoom calls. We'd do about 30 a month of those. So around 350 a year. And I was in that role for about 5 years. So around 1500 kind of small group coaching sessions that would normally be with clients, around 100 to 150 clients, and we cover a variety of topics. My group actually had a really strong emphasis in looking at options trading. So I spoke with a lot of self-directed people on learning about options trading. Also did some much larger presentations for the brokerage firm as well, both online as well as some in person. Those could range anywhere from 1,000 to as many as 10,000 people that I would be presenting to. But again, over mostly stock trading with a heavy emphasis on options trading as well. And then also I did work with some clients one-on-one. That was a little bit smaller role for me, but certainly did work with people kind of on that personalized relationship type of aspect of the business as well. Like any job, I suppose, once you do it enough times, you do it for 5 years or 10 years, whatever that number may be for you out there, you start to run into a lot of the same things over and over. And working with a number of clients over the years, I know I told you, Giuseppe, that eventually you get to a point where you know what the questions are going to be. You know when the clients are going to ask the questions. You already know what answer you're going to give. You know when it's going to happen. And that takes away from a little bit of the challenge. So really for about the last year or so, I knew that entrepreneurship or purchasing into a business was something that was going to be my path in the future. It was really trying to identify which route made sense. I started out looking for existing businesses and just really didn't come across a whole lot that was terribly exciting. I heard about franchising in the past and kind of put it on the back burner for a little while. But once I went to revisit it, I came across you and as well a Fran Choice and thought it'd be a great relationship to at least reach out and build. And then once I started working with you, it became very clear that franchising was going to be a really good fit because it's so process oriented. And that was something that I was already used to and really comfortable with.
Yeah, and there's a lot. It's a big decision. And I know a lot of people try to do it on their own, right? And trying to figure it out. And I think the hang up is that you start researching the brands. There's when we were working together, that number's probably increased then over 4,000 franchise companies. And it's like, where the heck do I start? And you start looking and it's like, okay, you do all the research. Okay, this is the one. I just spent half a day researching to find out the territory wasn't available or to find out it cannot be run as a semi-absentee, part-time. It needs to be full-time. So There's a lot that goes along with it, and we try to assist in saving you that time so you can make the right decision. Because at the end of the day, we're coaching you through the due diligence process, right, to help you find the franchise that best matches you guys. So, talk to us a little bit about which franchise you ended up investing in. I know I mentioned in the beginning of the show, but which franchise, a little bit about the area and just and the reason, you know, what spoke to you of the other brands we looked at?
Yeah, so I'll start out with kind of thinking through the thought process that Amy and I had when we were going through franchising. And really, there were three things that we wanted to pay attention to and that mattered to us. For one, we had to believe in the brand. If you don't believe in the brand, it's going to be really hard to, you know, sell their service or their product that they're offering. So that was number one for us, is making sure that we were very comfortable and really just loved the brand. Right. Number two is, going into a franchise, you have to believe in the leadership. So the ownership and corporate that's involved, you have to make sure that you're fully on board with what their vision is, where they want the company to go. And for Amy and I, it was a company that wanted to have a growth mindset, that they weren't going to get, you know, stuck in the now, that they did kind of have that bigger picture in place as well. And then third, it is a business. So at the end of the day, the numbers have to make sense as well. We ended up going with Premier Martial Arts. And Premier Martial Arts, a little bit about them is they're specializing in character development and life skills for children as well as families, and also have an emphasis on working with adults and self-protection as well. One of the unique things about Premier, and mentioned this at my Discovery Day, is, of course, we had those three kind of bullet points that we wanted to touch on to make sure the franchise made sense for us. But, you know, there was a fourth one that, you know, we didn't really think about, and you had brought up, Giuseppe, is, you know, how do you feel when you invest in that franchise? Right. Is it making you feel like, you know, you're doing something for your community, that you're doing something for the greater good? And I didn't know that we wanted that, but once we went through the process and saw the different brands, it was very clear that that was something that was going to be very important to us. So we ended up going with six territories, and we're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I would say the easy way to think about the territories that we have in DFW is mostly the west side of Dallas-Fort Worth. Most of central as well as the eastern part of DFW have already been purchased, and a couple of owners have already had studios built out there.
Oh, wow. And soon to open, have you secured your first location?
I have. So I'm getting close to the finish line on the very first lease. So hoping to have that wrapped up in the next month or two, and expecting by the end of the year that we'll be up and running with our very first studio. And when you're opening up, you know, six territories, you do have a limited amount of time in which you can open those territories. You have to start, you know, thinking forward. So we actually already have an LOI out for our second location as well, and hoping sometime around middle to latter part of next year, we'll have it up and going.
That's awesome. And I know we're going to be launching the show here in probably a couple of weeks. So you're looking, you know, we're still in the summer of 21. How can people listening in that may be interested that want to contact you directly? Would you mind sharing phone, email, whatever you're most comfortable with?
Yeah, of course. So the best way to reach me is just kel.bearden@gmail.com. And the telephone number is 325-647-9089.
And it could be someone maybe just inquiring about opening. Maybe they want some more information. So I know you don't have the location open yet. So I'm sure you'll get some calls. We just had another family out of Pittsburgh getting a few calls. So they're really excited to get up and running. So, you had mentioned funding. So a question I get all the time is, you know, people assume a single location costs millions of dollars. And I said, that's far from the truth. They're not all McDonald's and some of these larger investments and franchises. But you also use a ROBS plan, which I know what that is, and we know what that is. But for the people listening in, most people don't know it exists, nor do they understand you know, how that works. So not for you to explain the whole process, but what exactly did you do in that with that ROBS plan, or where did you utilize those funds, I guess I should ask?
Yeah, so at the time when I started working with you, Giuseppe, I was actually still employed with the brokerage firm. So my 401k was still active. And What the Robs plan allows you to do is take a 401k plan and to essentially roll it into a separate entity that you can use those funds to fund your business mm-hmm. opening. It is very important. There's a lot of rules and subtleties around the plan. So I would highly recommend, if you feel like that's the path that you want to go, work with a qualified specialist. I worked with Tara at Fran Fund, who I know has also been on the podcast, but it's very, very important that you get the paperwork right on a Robs plan. But I really do think it is a very, very powerful vehicle that folks can use that may not have just cash sitting in a bank account.
Right.
You know, maybe a lot of their money that they could use is tied up in more of an employer plan, or I even could use some IRA funds. But again, there's some subtleties around it.
Right.
That you want to make sure that you're doing everything properly and you're dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
Yeah, set up. I've been doing this for a while. I definitely want to use someone that a company that's been around. Fran Fund is who we use, to fund your business. And the reporting is key. You want to get all that IRS reporting done. I always recommend to everyone we work with, it's a free call, free consultation, unless you obviously move forward with that. So, but most people, I come from the investment world prior to franchising. You don't touch your retirement money. You never take it out. What are the catches if I fund the business? There is no catch. Obviously there's a fee to the process. You need to use a really good company for the reporting, but they're setting up a C corp and things like that, which Tara would discuss in more detail. But you can definitely use retirement money, typically from a previous employer. There may be some ways around it, but Tara, the expert, because I always get in trouble when I get into detail, we'll walk you through all that. So, so talk to us a little bit. We work together. So, you and I, and as well as Amy, we work together just to kind of figure out the whole process. As everyone listening in, there is no fee. We are paid directly from the franchise company. So we took that. I always mention that right off the bat because, what is this going to cost me, or what does this look like? So, talk to us a little bit about, kind of the entire process. Were you able to speed things up going through our process? Would you recommend someone else looking at a franchise, whether they're an existing business owner or first time business owner, to utilize and work with a franchise coach and consultant?
Yeah, so I would start out by saying, to your point, if it's something that does interest you and you think it could be a possibility, that there's no harm in talking to someone like Giuseppe, or maybe it's another franchise consultant as well. Definitely open up that conversation. I know just mentioning it to a number of my old colleagues and friends that I've worked with that, once you kind of get the wheels turning, it really does become a possibility that, you could, make that jump into entrepreneurship or business ownership. So working with you, Giuseppe, is great just because it's all about identifying strengths and weaknesses and identifying a business model that is going to take advantage of those strengths and maybe mute out some of those weaknesses. It's really hard to do if you're doing it on your own. As you mentioned, there's over 4,000 different franchises, and most of the franchises are not companies that you're aware of or would ever think of. All three of the brands that you brought me, even though I may be aware of what industry that they're in or what their profession is, I have no idea as far as the brand itself. So it's really important to work with a franchise consultant. And I would even take it a step further. Not everyone listening here today may be looking at franchising. It may be buying an existing business. I think working with a consultant in general is a really great way to go, because I truly do believe that one of the reasons for business failure or purchasing into a business is not having your goals and your beliefs in alignment with what the company is offering. And I do think that is a big struggle that a lot of people get into because they only see the end result when you're on the outside looking in to a business. You don't really see the nitty gritty and where you're kind of placing yourself inside of that business.
Right. Yeah. It's and people get excited, right? They get excited for the product or the service. They dive in. They don't do the appropriate due diligence. And I reminded you, right, constantly, I can't make the calls for you, but talk to franchise owners, get on those group validation calls. This has to be a right fit for you. I mean, two people go in, it's a perfect fit for one and not for the other. It's not, there's other options out there, but more importantly than the product or service, you know, what is the culture? Is the franchisor going to support me? And as I coach and work with families across the country, you learn a lot of that directly speaking with the and listening to the franchisees, the existing not the franchisor, not myself, but directly with these people, asking them, would you do it all over again? Right. We talked about that. The million dollar question, you know, knowing what you know now, would you do it all over again? Because there are some great products or services that just don't have the support to, you know, or the systems in place to really, you know, support their franchisees. And I see it over and over again. And a lot of people don't know how to research that. You know, how do I ask? What do I ask? Who do I ask these questions to? Even if they even get the phone call back when they request additional information from the franchise, because a lot of other people are also looking at that same franchise. So there's a lot going on, and with such a big decision, I love helping people. It's what I do. You know, at the end of the day, I give you homework. So although our service is free, there is some homework, some soul searching, right? We talked about, you know, ultimately forget about what's out there. What do you want? And let's find something, you know, thinking, I jokingly say that the expression, think outside the box, think inside your box. These are the things I want. So if I want to work Monday to Friday because I'm starting a family and don't want to work nights and weekends and have lots of employees, well, you just completely described the food service industry. Not that there's anything wrong with it, not that you can't make money, but it may not fit your lifestyle and give you additional options. You know, what I see is a lot of people shifting their lifestyle wants and saying, okay, I can swing 7 days a week for the first couple of years. Well, why force yourself to do that when there are other options out there? And people, I guess, just don't realize, as I did when I purchased my first franchise, is that there, you know, there's definitely options out there. So, what else? Anything else you'd like to share? I'm going to ask you to share this with all your friends, right? Because there's a lot of questions out there. A lot of people rule out business ownership or franchise ownership. They think it's too much money. They don't realize in many cases they have the funds. They don't realize that I exist, right? I mean, franchise consultants, although the field and the you know, the area has definitely grown, most people I talk to say, I never knew you existed. I never knew that there was someone that can assist me, you know, throughout this process. So anything else you'd like to share, you know, for those people? A lot of the people are the people looking to make that leap. They're nervous. They're not sure where to start. So any other advice you'd like to share with them?
Yeah. And I would say, I know we talked about this a number of times, Shefi, there's a number of ways to make money. So,
right.
You know, going into franchising and, you know, finding a business model that is appropriate for you and your family, it isn't about the dollars and cents. You can find a business that's going to make money and it's going to do well, but it's very, very important for kind of your peace of mind and understanding, you know, where I fit into this business. What does my ideal lifestyle look like? You have to work with someone if you're not able to identify that on your own. And with there just being such a large expanse of companies, it's going to be very, very difficult to narrow it down to, you know, two to five different brands that you could look into. So it's really important to work with someone who can kind of be that funnel for you. You kind of throw in all of your ideas and thoughts, and they can sift through it and bring you some different ideas. And also, again, at the end of the day, franchising may not be appropriate for everyone,
right?
But even if it didn't work out between you and I, Giuseppe, yeah, I still would have felt like there would have been connections that would have been built that could have still got me to where I wanted to go, either in business ownership or even in my, you know, corporate or personal life. So I think it really is beneficial to work with someone. It's going to be a lifelong connection that's going to help you out one way or the other.
Yeah, right. I said, you can't shake me. So I said, we're going to be working together. So in your, you know, in your enterprise that you're building, ever future expansion, complementing franchises or staying within the same brand, always here to help. And, you know, looking forward to that first location opening, really, really excited for you guys. And I appreciate the time today. I know you've had a long trip, so I really appreciate your time. And we'll, how about this as an idea? We'll have you and Amy back on the show. Once the first location is open, we can give, you know, we'll do a specific, you know, phone number, address, grand opening, that kind of thing. We'll put that out on social media, email blast, you know, let everyone know in the area. So, we'd love to help out any way possible. And, let's keep in touch. Any questions you have, I work with everyone. So even if it's a simple question or you want to bounce an idea off from me, you know where to reach me.
Yeah, thanks again, Giuseppe. It's been really a pleasure working with you. I know I'll bend your ear a little bit more in the future, but definitely thank you for all that you've done. Really do appreciate it.
Anytime. Well, listen, tell Amy I said hello. Congrats again on everything. And let's keep in touch. And I'll send you this episode hopefully in the next week or so.
Great. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Gil.
Thanks for tuning in. Whenever you're ready, here are three ways Giuseppe can help. 1. If you've ever considered owning a business of any kind, you owe it to yourself to get a copy of Giuseppe's book, Franchise Freedom. Download your free copy at ggthefranchiseguide.com/book. 2. Want to understand how successful executives make the transition from corporate to owning their own franchise? Join Giuseppe's next online presentation, Franchise Freedom: How to Escape the Corporate World and Have Financial and Time Freedom by Owning a Franchise, by going to ggthefranchiseguide.com/video. 3. Want to work with Giuseppe one-on-one to identify the right franchise opportunity for you, to navigate the process, and get plugged into experienced franchising advisors? Send him an email to gg@ggthefranchiseguide.com with one-on-one in the subject, and he'll send you all the details.